All right, episode 3 of the Pythagorean Theorem. I'm your host, James Scalio. We talked about Dez Bryant being released. A couple other weeks ago, we talked about Brandon Cooks being traded to the Rams. So this time, we're going to talk about new playoff teams, teams that did not reach the postseason last year, but they will this year. I predicted 3 of them, and we're going to talk about it extensively. Let's get right into it. The San Francisco 49ers. You know, this is a team that started 0-8 last season. Won one game with C.J. Beathard. And things look very, very slow, a severe lack of offense. Brian Hoyer, he gets released. But guess what? They trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, second-round pick. They finally get their quarterback, and guess what? They won out, you know, for the rest of the year with Garoppolo as the starting QB. So, you know, going into the next year, you take a look at that, and this is a guy that didn't get them that acclimated with the offense. The receivers were not that great. Lewis Murphy, Trent Taylor, Pierre Garçon was hurt by the time Jimmy G started starting. So definitely not a great look for them. But, you know, you go into next season, if they were beating teams like the Titans, the Jaguars, these are teams that went to the playoffs. The Jaguars won the division. So, you know, if they could compete with those teams, I definitely think that they could be another team to look out for. I mean, on offense, you know, free agency, they get Jerick McKinnon. You know, that's a big signing. He's a guy that can run the ball. He can catch it out of the backfield. He's kind of like a, you know, he Kyle Shanahan, head coach, he had Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman when he was offensive coordinator in Atlanta. He's a similar back to those guys. He could do a lot for you, you know. So, you know, and on offense, you know, the offensive line, too, they go out to get Weston Richburg. He's a great center from the Giants. They draft an offensive lineman in the first round. So, I mean, this is a team that it's going to be a tough division, definitely. I mean, the Rams, you know, even the Seahawks, I know they lost a lot of players, but, you know, Pete Carroll's still there, so you'd expect them to be pretty competitive again. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is just they could be on the brink. And I think Jimmy G just kind of brings them to another level almost. I'm a huge fan of, you know, what he's done. He sat under one of the best players of all time in Tom Brady. And, you know, even the defense, look at this. They go out and they get Richard Sherman. So that was a secondary. They lose Eric Reed. A lot of question marks there. A lot of young players, Dante Johnson, different guys. Now, you get Richard Sherman. And even though he might not be as great as he was in Seattle, even if he's not 100% healthy off that Achilles, guess what? You have that veteran presence there. You got someone to look to in the secondary. Because that's what, you know, I mean, teams are throwing the ball all the time now. So secondaries, they have to be strong in this league. So it was very important that he signed there. Now, they've had problems with Reuben Foster, but, I mean, the defensive line is still good. So I respect the front seven, DeForest Buckner, Solomon Thomas. So, you know, these guys have a ton of talent, a ton of potential. So, you know, I don't see why they're a team that can't, you know, take that extra leap to the playoffs maybe. I know that Sean McVay rested the stars in Week 17, but they kind of went in there and just kind of did their thing. They ran the show. And guys like Marquise Goodwin and guys like Pierre Garçon, I think they'll definitely love Garoppolo, you know, starting for them instead of, like, you know, Brian Hoyer, C.J. Beathard, these other guys they didn't really develop a chemistry with. So they're definitely a team that they can get hot at the right time, and I think they could really win some games, get to the playoffs for sure. We're going to stay in the West Coast now and move to L.A., not the Rams, the Chargers. Now, last season, this was a team that started 0-4. They finished 9-7. Not that bad. They were very close to making the playoffs. Just a few Week 17 games away from making it. Some teams had to win and lose. The Bills ended up making it in their spot because the Bengals beat the Ravens. So, yeah, I mean, to start 0-4 and finish 9-7, that's not bad at all. That is very impressive. This is an offense that just has a ton of weapons. Even though Antonio Gates is gone, he was kind of past his prime. You look on the offensive side. Got a running game with Gordon. They get Marquise Pouncey in free agency. They, you know, at receiver, they're pretty much, they have so much depth there. Keenan Allen, one of the best in the league. Tyrell Williams, he's a great compliment. And then Mike Williams, too, they drafted him in the first round. Also Travis Benjamin, he fills in the slot. He can get the job done there. And Hunter Henry, he's really taken over that tight end position, as we see. Gates is gone now. So, I mean, this is another team that you saw they got hot at the right time. You saw what they did to the Buffalo Bills, who were a playoff team. They just completely destroyed them in that, you know, that game late in the season. And even on defense, too, I'm a huge fan of the guys they have there. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, Casey Hayward. They just got, you know, Derwin James, Jason Verrett, if he comes back healthy. So there's a lot to look forward to in that secondary. I think that there's no reason for them not to compete in that division. You know, the Chiefs just barely made the playoffs, 10-6. They just won the division. You know, they had a very big slump last season. So why can't you compete with these teams? Why can't you compete with the Raiders, the Broncos? They're definitely capable of it. And I want to say Anthony Lynn is the guy. You know, he really rallied the troops, you know, for sure. But, you know, we'll see what they can do. I do think that Phillip Rivers does have some game left. You know, that's another thing moving forward. They might have to find a new quarterback soon. But he performed pretty well last season, you know, and that's what you get from him every year. They haven't had that many great teams for him lately. And the offensive line has also been an issue. But, you know, getting Pouncey, they're showing that, you know, they want to improve there. They want to get some other guys, you know, shuffled in. You want to protect their quarterback. They could really run the rock with Gordon, you know. You know, they played the Giants in Week 5, and this guy, he was running all over the place, stiff-arming Jenkins, you know, and just, you know, he could break away. He has breakaway speed. We saw that against the Patriots game. So why not? You just start with this guy. You get those other targets involved. They could be very, very dangerous down the stretch. Now, last team that I'll be talking about is the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, that is a weird pick. But let me just explain myself for a second. Now, they go out, they get Sam Bradford, right? One-year deal. A lot of people complain that he's overpaid. You know, I've said this before. I don't think he was that much. You know, I know it's around 15, 20 million, but Josh McCown just made 10 million. So, and Sam Bradford, this is the thing about him. You could really, you can't rely on him from an injury standpoint. You can't. But you can rely on him to learn a playbook and go out there and play week one. Because that's what he's done, you know, his whole career, it seems. He goes to Philly, guess what? Has to learn a completely different offense, you know, and doesn't do that bad. Near the end of the year, he wasn't that bad. Then he gets shipped to Minnesota. He has to learn the offense within a week and post one of the best completion percentages in NFL history. So, you know, that's very impressive for me. He's a very smart guy. He has a great arm. I really think Sam Bradford is a good quarterback. Injuries have just held him back for a long time. So the Cardinals, they go out. Carson Palmer has retired. Who's going to start? Who's their guy? You know, Drew Stanton's not there either. So Bruce Arians is gone. It seemed that everybody left the Cardinals. But honestly, for everybody leaving, I think that they did a great job of kind of putting the pieces together. Now, they get Bradford. He's a guy that's been there. Fitzgerald is still on the team. Guess what? You're going to get David Johnson back, okay? Now, the receiver depth is an issue. You know, Bryce Butler, you know, it doesn't seem like there's anybody besides Fitzgerald. But they go in the draft. Guess what? Second-round pick, they get Christian Kirk. That's a great pick. He could work the slot. Larry Fitzgerald worked the slot. He could help him. He could mentor him in that area of the field. Talking about mentors, guess what? In the first round, they get Josh Rosen. They trade up for him. Sam Bradford's there for one season. He doesn't have the pressure to start. And I just think it's a great situation that they've kind of put themselves into. They were looking very subpar. You know, they didn't have anybody. I mean, they were signed to Mike Glennon, you know, to that point. So it wasn't ideal at all. And then also you look at it, they improved the O-line. Justin Pugh, former Giant, even though he's been injury-riddled a little bit, he's a very versatile offensive lineman. If he has to play tackle, he'll go there. If he has to play guard, he excels there the best, you know. So, you know, they definitely wanted to look at that after Palmer, obviously, ended the season on IR. They want to protect Bradford. They have to protect Sam Bradford. He can't afford to get hit that much. So I think they really put themselves in a great place. Steve Wilks, even though I'm not thrilled about the defensive change, you know, he's switching it to a 4-3. It used to be 3-4. They lose James Vetcher. That's a big loss. But, I mean, this is a team that they still have talent on defense. They have Patrick Peterson. They have Chandler Jones, you know, Deion Buchanan. He's a great, versatile player. So I don't see why, you know, they wouldn't be able to get back. Again, it's just the Rams and the Niners. You got to win those tough division games. And, you know, for them, even last season, you know, they finished 8-8. And Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert were starting a lot of games for them. That's very impressive. That is very impressive, to say the least, for Arizona. So, yeah, so, you know, first-year head coach Steve Wilks, I think that they could definitely compete for that spot. I don't see why not. So I think that's pretty much it. So, yeah, the Cardinals, the Niners, and the Chargers, I think those are three teams that could definitely make the playoffs that did not last season. So this was episode 3 of the Pythagorean Theorem. I'm your host, James Scalia. We'll see you next time. Thanks.